So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is supposed to be saddened over the fact that the temple was destroyed. And seems to apply to everyone. Everyone at some level is supposed to recognize that we're missing something, that the temple isn't here. Whether a person has to get up at midnight to do it or not. So we had a class on this and we mentioned that there are opinions that say that right after sunset is also good, that you divide the night into thirds and a third way into the night is also good. Today the accepted custom has been to wake up at midnight. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say midnight. Shulchan Aruch says a third way into the night, two thirds into the night, and you divide the night into thirds, which is one opinion in the Gemara. The concept of Tikkun Chatzot, the middle of the night, is a Kabbalistic concept which has become adopted, because usually when you're doing something which no one knows anything about, you turn to the Kabbalists and they tell you what to do. But in Shulchan Aruch it says you divide the night into thirds. So that's become accepted, but that doesn't mean you can't go with what it says in Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara. And anyways, at any time in the day you could pray about the destruction of the temple. Whenever you're ready to go to sleep, you could do it then. We say that there are times at night where in heavens things change and they're better. Those are times where in heaven, so to speak, God is lamenting the destruction of the temple. So if you join in, it's a better time to do that. That the Gemara says.
Oh, really?
That's a Gemara. Whether it's Chatzos or whether it's a third or a quarter into the night, that's two opinions in the Gemara.
My schedule and David Hamelech's schedule is completely different, because I stay up till 12 or later, and he like goes to sleep early and then wakes up at 12 and then studies for 12 on. So I can't do what he does because my schedule is off, or else I won't even sleep.
Don't do what he does. Who says you should do what he does?
But
our sages didn't do what King David did. No one. The Gemara records that one Amora said, "My father, on the day he ate meat, he wouldn't eat milk. All day long. If he ate meat today, he wouldn't eat milk. And I'm like the vinegar that comes from wine. My father was wine, and I'm like vinegar. I don't wait so long. I eat meat after a certain amount. After I eat meat, I wait a certain amount of time, then I eat milk." So the question that's asked is, "Hey, buddy, come on. So wait all day. What's the big deal? You can't wait all day before you eat milk?" And the answer is that he knew that he wasn't on his father's level. So he could make believe he's on his father's level and wait all day. That wasn't the issue. But he knew that he's not on that level, so who was he kidding? There's no point. When a person is on the level, then it fits for him to do certain stringencies. King David was on his level. So King David got up at midnight and was up till the morning praying and learning Torah. Okay, we're not on that level. So if a person does that, that's silly. It's like the Chai Adam has a nice mashal in his introduction. He says, a person goes to a fair where they sell in Danzig, he says. They used to have a famous fair where they used to sell different types of clothes. And if you went into the standard store, you'd get the standard price, standard wholesale price for standard clothes. And then you could come back to your town and sell them and make money. And then there are the exceptional stores where you go up to a little hut and they show you all kinds of wares. And over there, most of what they have is junk. But sometimes you can find bargains, you can find things that are better than you'd find in any of the standard stores for a very, very cheap price. But you have to be a big expert. So one time, one of the merchants got fed up. He said, "Every time I travel the other famous merchants, and on the way back they all boast, I got this for this price and this for this price, then I have nothing to boast about. I just, I got the standard, we're at the standard price, and I make money." So that year he decides he's gonna be like the big merchants. So he goes into these little huts and he starts looking through the wares, and he's looking like this and he's looking like that. And the time passes until finally he hears that it's almost time to go back home. So he quickly buys a little bit of this, a little bit of that. He buys some stuff and he comes back to the caravan. They start traveling back and the merchants start showing their wares. And each one shows, "I got this for this price and that for that price," and they're all showing off. And he's sitting there in the corner quietly. And they look at him and they see him sad, and they say, "Oh, you went into those little huts. You wanted to get bargains like we did. But you're not like us, so let's see your wares. You didn't even get what you need. You didn't even get the standard clothes. You can't even make money when you get back home. Why? Because you want to show off. You want to be like us. You can't. We walk into the store, and in 1 second we can tell which are the good clothes, which are the bad clothes. In a few seconds we do a transaction and we keep going. So we get good bargains. You stood there and tried to figure out, is this the better one? Is this the better one? And you couldn't find what's right because you're not there. So you wanted to show off that you're going to buy like everyone else, and you ended up with stuff that you can't even sell when you get back home. You lost even the basic money that you had. So that's the mashal that the Chayadim says. And he says, he brings this mashal for one point, but we could apply it to this point as well. If we look at something that other people do, and we say, oh, he's doing it, so I'll do it too. So we could be like this merchant. We don't know what to take. We don't know what to leave behind. We're not that person. We're not on his level. So we could end up with nothing. Not even the basics. If a person says, I know what I need to do. I need to get up in the morning on time. I need to daven. I need to make blessings like I should. And I need to learn all day. So a person is going to do the best he can when he's in yeshiva. And he's going to learn. And he's going to move forward. And as he moves forward, he'll know what to add up, what to add. Person tries to do strange things, which most people do because they want to feel special. Everyone wants to feel special. I do too. Honest. We all want to feel special. But if a person tries to do things because he wants to feel special, then he's going to end up taking things like that merchant, which he really doesn't need and he won't get much out of. And it's a pity. He might end up not having the basic things that he would have had if he would have gone with what everyone else is doing. It's very important to try and get the basics. Person wants to add on, so he should try and find out what he should add on and how to do it. People who try to get up at midnight and then they try to do what King David did, they're not going to end up King David. King David didn't start with that either. No, seriously. Yeah. So a person shouldn't feel bad because he can't do what King David did. Of course he can't do what King David did. You're not King David.
And I just kind of figured that there wasn't such a nightlife during those ages.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Or we can start out by throwing rocks. Yeah.
He didn't start with rocks either.
The Ashkelon back there and those things, they knew how to party.
That wasn't the beginning. God willing, this coming week, Sunday, we're starting the book of Shmuel, and then we'll get to King David. We'll see if he started with rocks or not. We'll see. We shall see.